You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Do we have a Tim Bat on the line?
Oh, that's such a nice touch.
Kia ora, Tim. How are you?
Morena, Zoe. I am well. How are you doing?
I'm well. And listeners who are like, why? Is Zoe playing an instrumental version of My Heart Will Go On? Well, Tim Bat is here to talk about Did the Titanic Sink, the wrap-up event for his podcast. How are you feeling, Tim?
Yeah, good, thank you. I didn't conceive of it up until right now in this way, but it's kind of like a Christmas party for the podcast, but everyone's invited to join us because it's a live streaming event. That's happening tonight at 7:30 via RNZ's website. I think it's on their YouTube and their Facebook, but if you go to rnz.co.nz, you'll find the details there. But yeah, as you mentioned, this is for a podcast that me and my mate Carlo Ritchie did for them earlier this year called Did Titanic Sink, which was a lot of fun. We explored a grand conspiracy theory that the Titanic didn't actually sink.
How on earth did this podcast come about? Were you confused as to whether the Titanic sunk or not? Or
yes,
how did it come to you were?
Very much so. So this was all like the theory side of things, and all the information is driven by Carlo. Carlo is obsessed with the Titanic. I think maybe like 4, maybe even 5 years ago, I went to Sydney to do the comedy festival, and we sat down and had a beer, and we were talking about conspiracy theories and stuff, and he started telling me about this, about the Titanic conspiracy, and it stuck with me because he had like such a crazy amount of information about it. I'd never heard it before. It was really compelling. And it just sort of stuck with me floating around in my brain. And then about a year ago, I pitched it to RNZ as a podcast series and did not think they would say yes, but they did. So we made it, and it's done really, really well. Like it's gotten great numbers here in New Zealand. It's charted in Ireland as well for some reason.
Oh my gosh.
People have loved it.
Where it all began.
Yeah, yeah.
So as the podcast went on, did you come to some sort of conclusion, Tim? Like, were you more convinced that it did sink, or are you still skeptical?
Oh, definitely. Like, I would say I'm still, personally, I would say I'm still more on the side of it did sink than it didn't.
Okay.
But it has dramatically changed where I am on that spectrum of possibility.
Wow. Okay. Well, shall we get into this conspiracy theory a little bit before we talk about the live event?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, okay, so Carlo lays it out across the 6 episodes in a lot of detail, but essentially what it boils down to is that the Titanic was one of a series of ships that were made almost identically, and mm-hmm. there was its sister ship was the Olympic. And the Olympic was accidentally struck by a British naval vessel called the Hawke, the HMS Hawke, and it got very, very, very damaged. A lot of expense, obviously. Mm-hmm. This is like a lot of money to repair these. These are like the grandest ships in the world to their time, so this was a big deal.
Yeah.
And so the theory goes, and Carlo has gathered a crazy amount of evidence to sort of bring this together. JP Morgan, who was like one of, if not the richest man on earth at that point, who owned the company that owned all the ships, he orchestrated a fire being lit in the coal bunker before it went out and of the Olympic, and switched the Olympic with the Titanic and sunk the Olympic to claim the insurance money. And there's all of these points of evidence that show, like, there's all of these ships that were around at the point where the Titanic sunk. And it looked, there's a lot to suggest that some people knew that it was going to go down around there, and that it could have gone a lot better than it did.
Wow.
Were it not for a few engineering faults that made it sink way, way, way quicker than they expected. They thought it was going to sink like really slowly, so the theory goes, and thus they'd be able to get everyone off to safety, and then it's just a monetary thing. But it went horribly, horribly wrong when they accidentally struck an iceberg.
Oh my God. And so as the podcast has been going on, I mean, tonight at your event, you're going to be answering, well, you, Tim, and Abby Howells, who we love,
yes,
on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Abby's, Ebby's joining us. Remy, by the way, who you can hear is joining me right now. He won't be there.
Oh.
But Ebby Howes is this hilarious fellow comedian who I didn't know, but is also obsessed with the Titanic, who we struck upon towards the end of the series.
People do get obsessed with the Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean,
yeah.
Not to like out my partner, but he is obsessed with the Titanic as well and used to have all these like big coffee table books about it. It really, like, there's something about it that just draws people in. He loved your podcast, by the way, Tim.
Oh, that's very kind. I know there is something unique about Titanic, and it's something I think maybe because everyone learns about it at school as well.
Yeah.
So like everyone knows about the story of the unsinkable ship. But what you don't know is it might have been done on purpose and it wasn't the Titanic.
They don't teach you that in school. But exactly. They will teach it to you tonight. So you'll be answering or trying to answer people's questions about this. Have you had many people like try contact you with their different takes about this historical event?
Yes. Well, we've had a lot of people reach out. The main thing that people have reached out about personally to me is that they got quite angry about the last episode of the podcast. And I won't get into any reasons why. You just have to kind of listen to the series to maybe ascertain why that is the case.
Okay.
But yeah, no, absolutely. People from all over the world have tuned into this thing and they've got in touch. Most of it's really positive, though. People have just been like, I had kind of heard about this, or I'd sort of interested about this. This is the most detail anyone's ever gotten into about this thing.
Yeah.
Like people always bring it up in a top five craziest thoughts about history or something, but no one's ever like assembled all the research into one place.
Wow.
And that I can only thank Carlo Ritchie for and his absolutely obsessive interest in the subject.
When you were making the podcast, did you have to tread carefully a little bit, because you are dealing with a conspiracy theory, which is quite a hot topic
yes.
at present. Were there any, were you worried at all, like, or, you know, hesitant when approaching this?
Yeah, definitely. Very cognizant of that. And I mean, that's kind of part of the jumping off of the podcast, is that Carlo and I both sort of grieve the more innocent epoch of the conspiracy theory when it was about like the moon landing was faked and Roswell and Area 51 and those sorts of quite harmless, totally apolitical, somewhat low stakes, you know, just paranormal style things. So it's kind of sad what's happened to conspiracy theory. So this was us attempting to maybe dive back into that more thought experimenty zone. I mean, the other thing is, like, no matter what you believe, 1,500 people died. And even though it was a long time ago, like, that is a huge tragedy and a massive loss of life. So we definitely treat that side of things with you know, with the reverence that it deserves. But it was kind of interesting threading the needle with all of that. But we've also got a lot of comedians on the podcast.
Yeah.
So like Rhys Darby joins us, we've got Ursula Carlson, Mel Bracewell. We also, Carlo made a radio play based on historic transcripts, and we got like Kim Hill to do some voicing for us. So
yes.
There's a lot going on in the series.
Someone's texted in saying, I just got a model kit of the Titanic. Nice.
Oh, fantastic. That's
a
great
summer
use of summer.
Activity. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for tonight, Tim? It'll be a live streamed event. And can people get involved and message their questions, or what's happening?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So the best thing to do is probably to email podcasts@rnz.co.nz if you know right now that you want to send us some feedback, a question or a comment or whatever. But the comment sections will hopefully be open and be operated by a human who will pass those on to us. But we've got a lot planned tonight. Like, we'll be doing a lot of fun stuff on the live stream. So it's not just Q&A. We're doing a whole bunch of cool content. Cool live streaming content
cool
about the Titanic.
Content. And are there any future plans for this podcast or investigating the mystery further? Or is tonight the last night to
As far as we know at this point in time, this is it.
Tonight
we'll be putting a cap on it. I mean, who knows what the future holds, but we certainly don't have anything in the works right now.
Okay, so people should tune in at 7:30 tonight on RNZ's website, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Or
perfect.
Their Facebook or their YouTube.
And it'll be Tim Batt, Carlo Ritchie and Ebby Howes talking about whether or not the Titanic sunk. Do you have any, will there be answers tonight or just more questions?
It's a good question. I think we'll have some answers for you.
Okay.
I think we'll have some answers for you, Aotearoa. Let me say that. Tamaki Makaurau, are you listening? We'll have answers for you.
I
Did Titanic sink? find out tonight at 7:30 at rnz.co.nz.
All right. Well, we'll see you then, Tim.
Thanks, Zoe.
Have a great
Lovely
rest
talking
of your day.
To you.
Oh, yeah. You too. Always nice having you on the show.
I'll chat to you later.
See you
later. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.